What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Hour number two of the program happening right now. It is the Fan After Dark right here on 105 Through the Fan. Fred Davis alongside Blake Elliott and Degenerate Jacob Ray.
What do we call ourselves, this trio?
So, didn't we come up with like an acronym
I
one time?
We did.
I think we did.
Because it's BJF.
FBJ.
FJB.
See, why do you have to put himself first? You saw that? I guess I put myself first. I said BJF.
Hello. Hello.
Okay, what about JBF? That sounds like the most professional.
I mean, you can do any of them.
I think JBF
Justin
sounds...
Justin Bieber fever.
See, Justin Bieber fever. It feels like the most official.
I don't know about that. I don't know about it. I like FBJ, but that's me.
But that feels vulgar, no? FBJ? Well,
that's kind of like the show.
I came to a realization
just,
the other day.
Just mark
he says,
right
he says I came. Okay. Fair enough. Could that have been a better segue? Not even trying. Again.
Sometimes
I do this.
You're not.
I do
continue.
This.
I came to an unfortunate realization with the acronym of the first three of my drivers or my license plate. It's VSM, and I had my girlfriend in the car, and she said it stands for very small, and you can fill in the last word.
Wow.
Like, wow.
Very small muscles?
Sure. Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Very
sure.
Small.
That's terrible.
Man.
Sure. Yeah.
Very small.
That's no good.
Manny Petty.
469. Ross was on with K&C. No, I thought he was on with G-Bag.
He's on with G-Bag.
That's what, yeah.
Because he started the interview saying that he's finally, or he's happy to not be on with the Clowns.
Exactly.
In the
yeah, 469. Ross was on with K&C. You're tripping like Scottie Pippen, 469.
How often do you stretch?
I stretch.
Oh.
I try. I'll tell you what. It's funny you say that. So.
I already know the answer. I have cameras in Fred's house. Continue.
You know how they got those.
He's about to do a live stretch on the fan cam, guys.
I absolutely am. So I'm a big fan of the twist.
Okay.
Where you take one of those, and they got them at Absolute Recon, where they got those long...
Resistance bands?
No, not...
You're talking about the roll out your back?
The little orange
little pole type things, and then you just kind of
there's like the where it's still like
that's
a pole.
It.
Okay,
it.
Okay,
that's it.
Not
that's
bendy.
It.
And you put that behind your neck and kind of
just stretch, just twist.
See, what I'll do is I'll put the resistance band. You know the leg presses, how they have like a little bit of a lip at the top of
yes.
them. I'll put it on there and then kind of pull away.
Oh, look at
left
you.
And right and get a good twist going.
Look at you. I'll tell you what. There's this gal at the gym.
Fred's fantasies.
Man,
bro's face lit up.
He told me he just started dreaming of it.
Let me tell you something. I ran into her at the gym today.
That's probably not a good start. You ran into her.
Well, I mean, just she was there. I mean, I see her once in a blue moon, and she was there today. You know what she looks like? I was thinking about it. A Hispanic Olivia Munn.
That's right up your alley.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you
what. We love you some Munn.
I'll tell you what, don't I? From the 469.
What did you say to her? You said you ran into her.
I didn't say a word to her. I didn't say a word to her. But I'm just saying she was working out in the same area. Well, I caught her looking at me.
Uh-oh.
I caught her looking. I caught that. But that was it. That was it.
What kind of look did you give back? The I didn't see you looking at me or the I
looked right at her.
Okay.
Looked right at her.
How long did you hold eye contact for? That matters.
A couple seconds.
That's good.
Let's go. A
couple seconds.
More than a second, though. It wasn't
absolutely.
A look away. It was
No. Because I was the way the Louisville gym's kind of it's not laid out anywhere remotely close to what the Las Colinas is. So you got to kind of like maneuver. What if I did have one critique? And again, it's just me bitching. They have so many machines. You're literally just like maneuvering through all these machines to get through. And so I was, you know, it's chest day today, and I'm just kind of walking through in my own little world, whatever, and looked up, and she was on the leg extension machine, and we locked eyes for a second and just kept on walking.
Is she your age?
Probably like, why are you staring at me on the leg extension machine?
No, I was maneuvering through, but because you have to walk by the leg machines to get
to. How close were y'all?
Oh.
I mean, probably from me to Jake.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like I'm she's on that side, I'm on the other side, and I'm walking towards. Like you have to.
Close enough there to be tension.
Do you think?
No, not really. I mean, I was probably 30 feet away at first, and then I look up because obviously I'm not trying to run into a machine as I'm walking, and she's looking right at me.
Okay.
I did that once.
Couple seconds. Did you want to say something? Or were you like, I didn't even think about it.
Now, look, she could have looked at me to be like, this guy looks insane. Who knows what was going through her head?
Yeah.
There's no telling.
This guy looks like my dad.
My dad looks just like him.
First of all,
if I had to guess.
I'm going to say 28.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. I don't know. If I had to guess, I would say early to mid-30s.
I was going to go 33.
Early to mid-30s.
There you go. I do. Again, props to you guys. I did start watching Friends and Neighbors. So.
Okay.
Great recommendation.
Everybody at their house, clap it up for them.
It's great. Great recommendation. It's
right?
A hell of a show.
Right? How many episodes are you in?
Okay, I got three in, and then my girlfriend wanted to watch, so we started over. We're two episodes in.
Oh, so she wanted to watch it.
Yeah.
What did she think of
it? Okay, so I started watching the first three episodes. I was like, dude, this show's great. I was like, I have an apartment now. We need to have our own show.
Yes.
She's like, I don't want to watch that. And I was like, you want to watch that? And then we watched two, and she likes it. Yeah.
She's hooked?
Yeah, she said that's actually a really good show. And I was like,
come on,
there
you go. Did she
listen to the show?
Evidently not.
Did she listen to the show?
Evidently not.
I mean,
she's probably listening right now because I started talking about her.
Did you tell her this is a Fan After Dark exclusive? Like, we don't give out bad shows.
No, we don't. It's a good cast, too.
Oh, it's a phenomenal cast.
It is.
But you're only on season one, correct?
I'm on season one, yeah.
Okay.
Have you met Nick yet, the basketball player?
Yeah.
The fake basketball player.
Yeah. that was rough. I mean, in the first episode, he puts his wife in the post and can't score. I mean, are we serious?
Yeah, he does.
And
he's a journeyman actor.
We figured out yesterday
he's a journeyman actor. Good for him for finally breaking through. From the 210, shout out to San Antonio. LOL, I love the energy you're bringing right now. Tolo for life.
You know, let's just get into it right now. The Texas Rangers, the Cowboys, and all wait. I can't go another segment without talking about it. The news we saw today by Diana Rossini made my jaw hit the floor.
Not that we
didn't already know she was crazy.
Well, I mean, what was surprising to you about that?
The boat, not surprising. The timing. The fact that she was actively pregnant.
No, I think it just confirms what we've already suspected.
Go ahead and say it, Brad.
That's Vrabel's baby. And here's the next shoe to drop, and I'm just going to go ahead and put this out there right now.
I'm thinking maybe that's why the Titans fired him.
I think that's why the Titan. I wouldn't be at all surprised.
Because it was a surprise fire. Remember, nobody was like, oh, get Vrabel out of there. They're like, what? That's the best thing you got going for you.
And they were able to use – they did it under the guise of, well, him and – I think it was, what, Ray Carthon or something like that was the GM. They didn't get along.
And it sounded like the offense was getting a little stagnant. And it was like, what?
They never really did anything in playoffs either.
Well, they were only 1 year removed from not making the playoffs, I think, right? I mean,
because this is the Derrick Henry Titans.
It came out of nowhere. Like, we didn't, and I guess there might have been some rumblings. I think they kind of planted the seed that him and the GM didn't get along, and they had differing opinions on how they viewed the roster rebuild. But here's Fred's prediction. We're going to find out the baby is his.
If you guys missed it, they went on a private boat cruise together while Rossini was pregnant a couple years ago.
The NFL duo booked a vessel in Putnam County, Tennessee back in June 2021, according to a source with direct knowledge who also says the then Tennessee Titans head coach and the journalist were the only people on board for their 2 to 3 hour rental. They've got
Pictures of them.
The pictures of the waivers that they signed. Now, Rossini wasn't in the picture, but Vrabel did take a picture.
Yeah.
The timing of the outing might raise, this is from TMZ, the timing of the outing might raise a few questions because Rossini was pregnant at the time with her first child.
Might raise a few questions. Yeah, she's
just
pregnant.
Just a smidge.
And on a private boat with anybody not named her husband.
Documents obtained by TMZ Sports show both signed the company waiver before heading out on a lake, and our source says there was no visible PDA before they departed.
They've got to be the worst cheating couple ever.
Well,
like, they're going on boat cruises. They're at bars. They're in hotels. They're in couples.
Oh, they really didn't think they were getting caught. And, G-Bag said this today, and I think it was Lucius who brought this up, him and Chiafalo. No, those two were in love. Like, no, these two were like...
This is not a one-time hookup.
No, this was not a side chick scenario. Like, these two were a item.
Correct.
Hands down.
And you can tell in their interviews how she speaks about
them. They're two. I mean, again, it's one of those things that, like, now we're looking back on it going, oh, this smells to high heaven. So we're going to find out that, and at this point, see, I didn't realize it was the first kid that she was pregnant with. So I thought it was the second kid, the one named Michael, that was his. So we're going to find out that one of these kids is his, and the Patriots are going to fire him.
Oh, you think the Patriots will fire
him? Got to.
After a Super Bowl. The Patriot way, though.
Dude,
this is the Patriot way.
But,
think about it. Who's going to fire him? The guy who's already been in trouble for this before? Robert Kraft.
There's a big difference between a rub and tug and having a love child with a journalist.
With a journalist. With a top journalist.
This is not this would not be the first time in NFL circles that a prominent former star has a love child with somebody in the media.
Who's the other?
Dan Marino.
Okay.
Has a love child.
Also an Ace Ventura. I haven't watched it yet, but I just remember from here.
What a pull. What a pull. Dan Marino has a love child with a producer that back in the day that he did looks like on like his TV show or something like that. Yeah, one of the TV producers. I mean, you know, camera woman, something like that. Behind the scenes.
I thought you were talking about like Black Adam.
No. Well, I mean, she was the female version of Black Adam. That's correct. That's correct. So, yeah. So, Dan Marino. So, again, this is not now. Dan kept it uber under wraps.
Yeah.
Well, the information.
The information.
The information. And I want to say Steve Phillips, the former Mets GM, also impregnated somebody that he worked
TV
space.
I hate to get into the weeds of it. If you got any kids in the car, maybe close their ears for a second. But... If Vrabel's going to do this, you don't think he would have put on a hard hat? Like,
I mean, obviously
you think
not.
He was just out here just willy-nilly, if we get pregnant, who cares?
Let's put it this way. I'm going to be careful how I word this.
Yeah, we got some 12-year-olds listening.
Vrabel's a big guy, man.
Cut his mic off. Rossini would agree.
Think about it this way.
He's a big coach. Teams are scared to hire him.
She said that. Like, that was wild when she said it. And now that we look back on it, we're like, wow.
He's intimidating.
Yeah.
To NFL player?
Seriously. I mean, a former linebacker is intimidating to NFL people. But you just hit the nail on the head. The fact that they've been so, I mean, they've been as reckless with this with this affair.
Yeah.
As all get out.
This
now,
is not camera footage inside of the hotel room, private, at their houses. This is all out in public. Every single one of these has been out in public.
Here's what I don't get.
No burner phone.
Is the number of pictures that have since come out, since the resort pictures came out.
Yeah. So people were sitting on these.
Because you had people. You had them in a bar. Yeah. You had them in a casino. And these are
the casino one's one of my favorites. They're both smiling ear to ear.
Just having a good old time. And that's the thing is that you've had people sitting on these pictures for years. Yeah. Just what? Just waiting. Oh, that Rusini Vrabel stuff.
I wish Rusini was that set
up. These two were doing something they shouldn't be. Man, I'm selling these pictures. Now, I don't know if it was Florio or TMZ. Now, TMZ... Again, I would say, and you and I talked about this a while back, you're right. They do have kind of an 80-20 percentage as far as, you know, they're...
They'll put out some fake news every
they will. They'll put out some, you know, they'll put out stories that are kind of clickbaity and they don't really substantiate the news.
You click the article. It's like, this didn't actually happen, but we think it will.
We're speculating, right? Something in this realm took place. But they alluded to in a story a couple weeks ago that it wasn't a private eye.
Oh.
That it was just, it was some guy that was a sports fan.
That's hard to believe.
That recognized the two. But again.
Dude, that picture of them, Jacob, you've seen it. That picture of them where the Arizona landscape is behind them is a phenomenal picture.
Like, see, I don't agree. Picture. I don't agree.
I'm going to show you.
I don't agree. I think it looks like somebody with a cell phone. And
what's up? I'm Draymond Green. And when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooks, KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
And once he, and again, if there's truth to it, I think it was a PI. I really, really
do. It feel very PI-ish.
It did.
Yeah. And what random fan is eye level with the rooftop of an Arizona?
Unless, well, they got or a tip if you're well, there. Unless you're on a rooftop too.
Yeah,
that and PI was not hidden though.
What's that?
That PI could not have been hidden.
But he's pretty far away.
I was gonna say. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like those. I mean, it's not like those pictures are close.
He's not on the same rooftop. He's on.
No. I mean, the picture of them holding hands. I mean, that's a ways away.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. And that's why I don't know. And that's why it makes. Because it's not uber great quality, though.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. That's why I could see where there might be some credence to the idea that it was just somebody that is. I mean, think about it. Anybody that plays fantasy football. Okay, let's put it in this context. That resort is $2,000 a night.
Correct.
Okay.
Couples only.
Okay, think about it this way. The restaurant you used to work at.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You did a fantasy football draft, correct?
Correct.
And what was the bill when it was all said and done? Like $17,000 or something crazy like that?
Yeah, it was upwards of 20, yeah.
So these are guys that theoretically could go to a resort like that.
Yeah.
And what do you bet if one of these guys is out and about, his wife, you know, drags him there, he's hanging out, he looks up and is like, because look, it's not like Vrabel's not hard to spot.
Yeah.
So you look at, you see Vrabel, and anybody that's a ball knower.
But why would you think to take pictures of him with someone else? Like you're not.
Because
you're
just, if you realize
from far away, you probably just think it's another girl, like his wife. You're not going, that's Diana Rossini off first glance.
Well, but if you look close, well, I guess it's one of those things where, but if you look and see that it's Diana Rossini, because it's pretty clear that it is.
Yeah.
And again, if you know ball, you're sitting there looking at her going, wait a minute, is that Vrabel and Diana Rossini?
They just kept taking pictures.
And see, here's the thing we don't know, too. See, here's the other aspect.
I see, but
of
also
it.
They got the perfect snapshots of them holding hands,
okay, but,
them,
but,
of
but,
them arm around the shoulder, not just random photos of them being there, like doing actions and all.
Okay, but that's my point though. Think about it this way. See, they never gave us like the chronological order of what those pictures were taken in.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe our guy sees him at the pool first. Mm-hmm. Because you can clear as day see this Diana Rossini on the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if he sees him then, now you're kind of wondering like, okay, what are these two doing?
Mm-hmm.
And so then you see him on top of the. So maybe the rooftop picture was taken after the pool picture.
I would assume.
That would make sense where if you've already spotted him on the pool and now you're kind of just. I mean, look, what else are you going to do? Hang out and talk to your wife for so much.
I'm still waiting for the girls' trip photos to come out.
Well, we already know it's baloney. No, it's.
All
it's,
of my girls
yeah,
were there.
No, not one other girl was there. You're dead to rights.
That photo would go so viral if another girl actually was there. She just posted it.
We wouldn't be talking about this anymore.
It would have like 10 million views.
And here's the thing. Even if there was a girls' trip, allegedly, there's too many other pictures of the two of them.
The girls were also there.
So we brought girls this time around? I mean, what do you guys, some swingers, some freaks? Maybe they are.
Maybe Vrabel should come out and say that. We're all just swingers.
Well, the fact that he's already taken his wife on a, you know, 24-hour marathon marriage counseling.
Oh, did he?
I
missed that.
Well, that's why they went on, that's why he missed day three of the draft.
I thought it was just him.
No, him and his wife went to Utah for emergency marriage counseling.
What do you think that counselor was thinking? I got to keep my mouth closed. they give me some real spill right here.
Think about it.
TMZ would pay a lot for this.
If you're going to something like that, that's all you. I mean, if you're, think about what a 24-hour emergency marriage counseling must cost.
And it's on the internet too.
Oh yeah, I mean, he probably deals with nothing but celebrities and high-profile people,
probably.
Right? So it's, I mean, this probably happens all the time.
Yeah.
But we just don't see it in the realm of a football coach and a reporter.
How much do you think TMZ would pay to get that footage of that counseling? Because that person would obviously get fired.
That counselor would get fired, obviously. I don't know.
Similar. Do you remember when Draymond punched Jordan Poole and that worker sold it and knew he was going to get fired and sold the footage to TMZ?
That's one. The only difference is this.
You can get another job.
Practice footage is one thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I would feel uncomfortable. I'd still watch it.
I'd be watching it like this, like with full back. Man, oh, he said that.
Oh, that's rough. But. You know, they pointed out, G-Bag talked about this today. You almost feel like the wife, I don't know that she condoned it.
Bro, when you get to that level of status, they'd get cheated on all the time.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
people can make
fun
of her. I've seen people making fun of her. Why are you still standing with her? One, she doesn't want to lose her lifestyle, and she enjoys the security of dating someone with a lot of money. You would have to restart life, go through all this.
Here's the thing. It's not like she's not going to get paid.
Probably less stressful. Just
here's
to
the thing.
She can just cheat on him now.
Let's see. But, and who knows?
They should just be swingers.
And they may be.
I think they should have said that from the beginning. Hey, guys, there's no story. We actually all hang out.
Then you bring the wife into it. So his net worth is estimated between $20 and $40 million.
That's a lot of money.
Okay, because you figure playing and coaching now.
Is he probably one of the highest net worth coaches?
I bet Andy Reid's up there.
Yeah.
I bet Andy Reid's up there. I bet Sean McVay's up there.
Dan Campbell.
I don't know that Dan Campbell's up there just yet, because you figure he was an assistant for so long.
Yeah.
But I bet Harbaugh's probably got bank for days.
I saw the Harbaugh brothers at last night, Cinco de Mayo.
Plus, you figure they're probably doing speaking engagements and that sort of thing.
It was just two guys that look like them.
But. Plus their investments.
You know they got dumb.
You know they got
dumb. They're in J.P. Morgan.
Seriously. Seriously.
They're in the S&P 500.
Yeah. They're getting their calves squeezed all the time. All right. Coming up next, let's hear from you guys. You guys have already texted in. Let's hear from you. Fatty's on the phone, 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Open mic. Where you? How you feeling? Rangers win tonight. Mavericks got a new president. And there's nothing new to report. For all we know, everybody is copacetic with your Dallas Cowboys. What a time to be alive. Let's go talk about it next. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
And it's back to the Fan After Dark right here on 105.3 The Fan. This segment's brought to you by the personal injury lawyers, Frankel and Frankel. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first, 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Welcome back in. It is the Fan After Dark right here on 105 Through the Fan. Fred, Jake, Blake, little FBJ action for you, huh?
My name is Ben. I was the one that said y'all's voice sounded weird after I went to a concert, and it changed the way I heard y'all for a while. What's up, Ben?
Ben.
At work being a fatty.
469, I'm Chauncey. I text all the time and never got a shout-out. Love you. Shout-out, Chauncey.
Shout-out, Chauncey.
Last name, Billups.
Hopefully you're in better legal standing than he is right now. For the 972, Fred, don't stop saying look. That's your style. F that texter, LOL.
Ben.
I am going to work on mitigating how many times I say it. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Yeah. I do say it a lot now that I appreciate the texter for bringing it to my attention. But I do think I do great radio, but that's me. All right, let's by the way, we have Bonnie Bernstein on the show tomorrow. Very excited about that. I have one question. Okay, here we go real quick from the 214. Fred, and this is a good point, and he texted this earlier, and I'm going to respond to this before we get to the fatties on the phone. Referring to the Hispanic Olivia Munn at the gym. For the 214, Fred should have to talk to the girl next time, like y'all be making Trevor do, and we need an update by next week. Here's why that's not going to happen. At least not anytime soon.
I would pay to see this. I would love to see Fred full up Riz in real time. not anybody he already knows. I'm talking about on the spot. What's up, Shoddy? Let's get them digits rolling.
Here's why.
Jacob, do you think Fred softens his voice when he's trying to flirt? Or do you think it's the exact same he's talking to us now? Or do you think he kind of softens it up? Like, hey, how are you?
No, I think he's assertive.
Hey, yeah, number assertive. Now. Hey, places you. To be. Look.
Let's get down to brass tacks, guys. Come on.
Fair or foul, you're not giving me your number.
Fair or foul. The gym is, and you and I have talked about this, the gym is hard to spit game at.
Correct. People are there to work.
Not to mention, that's my time. Mm-hmm. All right. One of the things I love about the gym I'm at now, and I haven't hollered at a girl at the gym in a while. Actually, no, I take that back. I did last year, and I got
the ball girl. This dude brought the ball back girl. To her. You're a real OG fatty if you know the ball story. The orange ball.
You're a ball knower if you know the ball story. But no, are you just
jaded from that? Maybe.
No, and you know what? At the end of the day, I'm kind of glad that worked out the way it did.
Have you everything seen her worked, since?
Well,
or was that a different gym?
That was a different gym. Yeah, that was at LA Fitness.
She's just waiting for you to come back.
No.
He never came back.
I seriously.
She's going at different times to try to run into you.
I seriously doubt it. No, because I just, I like being in my little bubble at the gym. Mm-hmm. You know? And the thing about Recomp is that you can do that at mm-hmm. Recomp. You can be in your own little world and not mess with anybody or be messed with. So I'm going to keep it that way. It's one of those things. Let the game come to you. All right. If we cross paths, so be it. If not, Fred's not going to lose any sleep over it. Okay. Also,
for the guy that asked me how many times I do 225 over under 6.5. What are we talking about here?
Okay. Overs hitting?
I just did 10 the other day. Give me a break.
That was a warm-up.
Give me a break. 6.5, 225. I crap 225. Get out of here. All right, let's go to let's jump out to the phones.
Someone said, does Fred use Cialis or pre-workout?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. Not funny. Not funny.
He doesn't like that.
No, I don't.
He's a blue chew guy.
Let's go.
First of all, I drink coffee.
Use testosterone is what he uses.
I use steroids like a real man.
No. I'll dabble with a little pre-workout from time to time if I'm feeling real sluggish, but for the most part, I just drink coffee. All right, let's go out to our boy Ty in Fort Worth. What's up, Ty?
How are you guys tonight?
Man, we are on one tonight.
Well, me and my teammate Bryce are the pickleball champions of the team.
Let's go.
Went out there to Chicken and Pickle and beat every one of our teammates.
So you did what? You
played pickleball.
Pickleball. Yeah. Okay. All right. You know, I've only played pickleball like once.
And you probably lost, didn't you?
I don't know. I'm not very good at it.
And we beat our team 11-4, 11-2, and then 12-10.
Look at you, dude. I mean, just a stellar athlete. I mean, is there anything you can't do, Ty?
Play football.
Don't cut yourself off, Ty. You're 13.
A lot of time. By the way, we had another 13-year-old text in. Laird texted into the show.
Laird?
Yeah, you want to say anything to Laird?
Who the heck are you?
I don't know. I mean, hopefully, maybe he heard that.
Hopefully he's calling in.
I mean, look, it takes a special kind of person to call in, doesn't it, Ty?
Yes, sir.
All right, so what's the story for this weekend? You got a tournament or what?
Nope.
No tournament this weekend.
Well, this weekend's Mother's Day, so.
Oh, that's right. It is Mother's Day.
Get your mother a good present.
That's a good call by you.
And tell her happy birthday.
Well, do you tell her happy birthday or just tell her happy Mother's Day?
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy birthday, you might be a little thrown off.
Like with Blake, and incidentally, Blake and I's mothers both have the same birthday.
They do.
How about that?
Really?
How's that for craziness?
Check it out right now.
He said he's tripping out right now.
It's wild, isn't it?
Yeah.
What a world.
I'm out here again swinging the new bat. Just as many dry hacks as I can.
That's all you can do, bro. That's all you can do. When you coming up to the studio?
What?
When are you going to come up to the studio and hang out?
I don't know.
With your father.
Obviously.
Probably when I can drive.
Yeah, Fred.
Oh, so you got a few years. All right. Well, you know, I mean, you know, something to shoot for.
I don't know.
All right.
Nobody wants to drive out to Dallas. Sorry, guys, I'm only 13, but.
Yeah.
Dallas, y'all are crazy. Like, nobody wants to be out there.
Look, I don't put anything past you, Ty. I mean, that's really, it's more of a testament to just you being able to do anything you put your mind to.
There you go.
That's really what it is.
I mean, my dad's in Atlanta right now, so.
Your dad's what?
In Atlanta.
For work?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. That's why you're on the phone. That's why you're on the dad's away. You're over here. You've blown us up two nights in a row now. We didn't hear from you for like 2 weeks, Ty. Were you in trouble?
Yeah, you got in trouble, didn't you?
No,
you told us. Remember the last time we heard him, Ty was getting yelled at on the phone.
Yeah, you were.
He said, I got to go, guys. I got to go.
I got to go, click.
Well, I wasn't getting yelled at. I just had to go do dishes. Oh, and he was wondering. Okay. He was just wondering why I was upstairs for so long.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
Nice save.
All right, final. Give us something to give the fatties and Tolos something to your final salvo.
Hey, at least Rangers didn't sell tonight. We did not sell.
Rangers didn't sell. Fred, we got to get Fred's ears checked. At least the Rangers didn't sell tonight.
No, shout out to you, Ty.
No, they didn't.
We're not going to sell tonight, but we are going to get BTA tomorrow.
Easy, Ty. Oh, Mackenzie Gore's on the bump tomorrow.
That's my guy, Ty.
Well, I mean, we got Mackenzie Gore on the bump, and then we have the Rangers offense tomorrow.
All right, real quick, yes or no, does Mackenzie Gore go six innings tomorrow?
I want to say no, but he will go five.
Okay, we'll take that.
He'll go seven now.
We'll take that. Ty.
He'll go five, and Cole Wynn will come in, or Rogar will come in and blow it. So.
Rogar's on the IL right now, okay? Calm down, Ty, right? You know what? Your dad's gone. You're awfully sassy tonight, Ty. Awfully sassy tonight. All right, you got to go to bed. You need to go to bed.
All right.
Is that all right? Get some sleep. Go to bed. All right, let's go to Chris in Fort Worth. What's up, Chris?
Man, I'm glad I didn't see Ty by walking by the river tonight because he would have poked me.
Might have hit you with that new bat of his. Who knows?
I know. But I like the Mavs hot new hire.
Okay.
And, I think you guys will get back to being in a playoff team, unlike other teams that are already in the playoffs.
That are getting beat by 25 tonight?
I only speak to playoff teams, so I don't want to speak about anything else.
Well, Colorado's outscored you guys, what, 15-10 or 15-7 or something like that? I mean, I know it's been a lot to little.
I didn't know how fast them boys were.
Yeah. Well, you found out. You found out. You learned today.
Yeah, quick, too. But also, to do some references that Fred, you may get, Blake won't, is number one, the Rossini, Vrabel.
Yeah.
To quote Chris Rock, if I'm Rossini's husband.
Yeah.
All I can say is, I don't agree with it, but I understand.
Well, look, hey, Chris Rock has also said you're only as faithful as your options, right? So there's something to be said for that.
Yeah. And then also, public service announcement, when you talk about presidents and hilarious presidents, we live in Dallas. People need to go to regardless of your political affiliation, like the George Bush Presidential Library and anywhere you're at a place with a presidential library.
Yeah.
They're very good, interesting, very insightful.
Absolutely.
And the last reference is, now watch me hit this drive.
I know exactly what you're talking about. All-time goated line. All-time goated line. Let's go out to Clay in Waxahachie. What's up, Clay?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Living the dream, friend.
There you go. Hey, just wanted to bring a couple of points, but to begin with, I'm just going to say that Ty is awesome. I hope he keeps calling in every chance he gets.
He sure does.
Exactly. But my second point was going to be on Monday, I called about Jason Kidd and asked y'all how you felt about his prospects as continuing to be the coach of the Mavericks. How do y'all feel about him right now?
Ooh, man. I mean, look, Blake and I went into it last night, and of course, obviously, it was the topic du jour today. I think they keep him for one more year. I think they just owe him too much money. You consider what the last 18 months have looked like, and the question I have is, and now look, I mean, it's not like the DeMonts and the Adelsons aren't worth billions of dollars, so, I mean, who am I to pocket watch and say $25 million is too much, especially if, I mean, I think this is the takeaway that I have gleaned from the last 24 hours. If Ujiri wants him gone, I think he's gone.
As we learned today, Ujiri is the boss.
He's the dude, right? He's got
That's the reason I was questioning it on Monday. That's the whole reason I was questioning it.
He definitely didn't give Jason Kidd job security. That's definitely clear. So it's definitely up on the table for both options.
All right. Now my last point that I was going to make is, I wish to God they would replace the national TV shows that they do on the weekends and every other chance they get with y'all, because y'all are so much more entertaining.
Oh.
And every doggone time that they put those national shows on there, that's when I flip over to one of the country stations.
Well,
I don't mind. I don't mind a country station.
You know, it's funny you bring that up, Clay, in Waxahachie. Blake and I would love to do a Westwood One show, but they require, and I say require, they insist on one-man booths.
Yeah, so we'll have to kind of split personalities throughout.
And, you know, I mean, look, could I talk for 4 hours straight? Probably. Do I want to? No. So there's a difference.
Hey, but it ain't got to be for a whole 4 hours or whatever like the G-Bag does, you know?
Yeah.
But by God, I just love listening to y'all so much more than I do listening to those national programs.
I'm gonna make that my ringtone. I appreciate you.
Clay, you're the best.
Hey guys, y'all take care. Love y'all to death.
Hey, man, appreciate you, brother.
To death. Doesn't just love us, to death. Shout out to Clay.
Shout out to Clay, man. What a guy. Let's go out to Chauncey in Dallas.
This is Billups
following up the text with the phone call. What's up, Chauncey?
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing tonight, fellas?
Man, we are any better to be illegal.
I know, that's right.
Fred's always hey, got something to say.
Always win. I say something.
Can't complain.
Hey, man, so I got some things I want to get off my chest, man, with this Dallas sports world stuff, man. I can't believe these Dallas Mavericks fans are still fans after what happened to Luka. I'm still salty about that. I don't care, man. I love Cooper Flagg to death. He's going to be great. But, man, this is what they get, all right? This is what they get this year, all right? The Dallas Stars, man, I don't know what you're going to do with them, man. I don't know what you're going to do, man. I'm disappointed in the Dallas Stars. It broke my heart, man. Every year. It's worse than the Cowboys. They're expected to go do something at least, you know? Mm. I don't know, man.
Yeah, well,
what's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Chaunce.
Chauncey, you're not wrong about that, and I think that's the million-dollar question going into this offseason with the Stars is what do they do? Now, two things that I heard today that make a lot of sense. Number one, and it was I think it was like the broadcaster for the Wings that was on KNC today, and he made a great point that when you look at the Stars, the Panthers, and the Edmonton Oilers, those three teams have played more hockey in the last 4 years than any other NHL team. And right. Florida didn't make it, and both Edmonton and the Stars got knocked out in the first round. I think there's definitely something to be said for they just were tired hockey teams. Plus, you wonder just how hurt the Stars were. I don't care what anybody says. You're not going to tell me Mikko wasn't hurt. All right? Right. You know, right. Jamie Benn was worthless.
Thomas Harley.
Okay? Thomas Harley was a shell of himself, right? And our own Black Adam pointed out, you know, their third and fourth lines are old, are older. Okay, so yes, we need an infusion of youth, and yes, you've got Wyatt Johnson, yes, you've got Jason Robertson, yes, you've got Maverick Bourque, but you've also got some old guys on the back end as well. So I feel like, you know, look, we had Gavin Spittle on this weekend. Maybe getting knocked out early wasn't such a bad thing. Give these guys some rest, get healthy. You're going to have another year under Gullitson, and if anybody can make a move, you would believe it's going to be Jim Neal. So. Right. You know, take that with a grain of salt, my friend.
Hey, Fred, see, this is where I get the knowledge from right here. This is why I listen in. This is why I tune in to you guys, man, to get that good knowledge. I like that. I love it.
Chauncey!
We try, Chauncey. What
yes,
a call.
Sir. Yes, sir.
What a call. Call anytime, Chauncey. OG Fatty, right? You just got OG Fatty status right there.
Someone gave you another Fredism to say when people call. Better than I deserve.
See.
How you doing, guys?
Better than I deserve. I mean, I've heard that. I might use it. Who knows? Last call. Take us home. Michael in Dallas.
Hey, how's it going? Long-time texter, sometime tweeter.
This guy. And, this guy. Yeah, I mean, what are you doing? You can't tell Degenerate Jake that this is Diamond Mike? I even said, while our boy Chauncey was on the phone, I said, Michael, is that Diamond Mike? And he goes, well, he called in and said he was Michael. I see how it is.
Hey, man, you know, I kind of, you know, those.
You trying to be incognito? Is that what it is? You trying to be incognito?
Okay, Vrabel.
Is that what's going on?
Vrabel.
What do you got? You got Dino Rossini sitting next to you or what?
Hey, I missed y'all from the draft show because I could not get a $50 Uber to go all the way to the other side of Fort Worth.
And I ain't mad
then,
at you for
you
that.
Know, it's just been 2 weeks. I called in when Pelon was having this little, you know, dating, you know, advice, which was kind of great.
Yeah.
And I got knocked off because, you know, he went. That was a good story.
We haven't heard from him either.
Yeah, so then, you know, so I was like, man, you know, I felt like MJ just out playing baseball, just missing. I said, I need to come back, man. So I'm wearing the 45 now, so okay. I got to be time so I get that, you know, I get
that's
that 23.
Fair.
So
that's fair.
I got to be Michael from Dallas, man. So,
what's up with your car, dude? What's up with your car?
What car?
Well, you said you when you're going out to Fort Worth, you were going to have to Uber.
Because he was going
to
drink.
Oh.
Yeah, come on.
Well, like, see, you forget that I forget.
Hey, Fred, I live like you used to live, and I'm doing it now.
Well, that's fair. See, if you lived in Louisville, you could have got a ride. I mean, it was me and Vernon, man. We were bebopping all around Fort Worth after the show that night.
I don't have three. You don't have to have five just to, you know, play, right?
But you're being safe. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I got a couple of takes. You know, the Stars kind of just getting on my nerve, but it's okay. Stars are the only ones bringing attention, so it happened. That's hockey, but we're going to figure it out just because we did bring in a coach that was a power play kind of expert, and we did not get the power play goals that we needed. Then going down to the Rangers, I'm going down to the wire that we're sounding like the same broken record. Everybody's saying, just give it a chance. Just give it a chance. And I'm not going to give it a chance. I had a big old argument with my boy, saying, like, there's nothing different than last year and the year before that. And the fact that, you know what, 2023 now was an anomaly. That was because we got Josh Daniels' team that got built. They kicked him out, and T.Y. came in and just put a little quick of a tweak, and he won. And we already know that Ray Davis said he ain't going to spend money. So when people are saying we're going to have a free agent and we're going to have a big bat, I don't think that's going to happen. You know, Ray, the owner just said we're going to go with young talent in our farm system. That's how we start the system. So I don't like how C-Way is kind of like Jerry Jones saying, well, we're going to do this in the tweet.
Yeah.
So the Rangers can't hit. And now that we look at it, we got two old pitchers, so we got to look at Leiter and Kumar to be some type of beast in that. So I'm done with the Rangers. Exactly. The fact that, you know, Josh Jung is our best hitter, but he started off bad. So Rangers, they're a sub-par, they're a 617. I'm not 40 anymore. They're a 6'7" team, and that's how I'm going at it. I'm just waiting until September so I can get some discount tickets. I'm going to get some Hurtados, and I'm going to get my hat. That's all I'm waiting for. Now,
Michael
with the Mavericks,
Dallas.
Oh, man, the Mavericks. Now, I'm looking at what we're going to do with Jason Kidd. He had that kind of talk like, hey, I'm talking like a GM. You know, maybe he gets moved up in the back. So I kind of feel like his juice is kind of just now leaving. He's kind of
Oh, no, his juice is squeezed. He's done.
Exactly. So we're going to have to figure out who we're going to put around Cooper Flagg. You know, some type of Pat Riley type of guy that's just going to put Cooper Flagg, because now I'm looking at it, and the league needs somebody. Hey, conspiracy, we're talking about presidents and everything. We need an American face to the NBA.
Cooper Flagg is there. Listen to you.
We're over here looking at Luka. We're over here looking at Doncic, but then everybody gets mad at Doncic because he doesn't celebrate. Everybody gets mad at Luka because he cries about play. But we got this one guy in Dallas, Texas. When we ask him, hey, Flagg, what type of music you listen to? I really don't.
We asked him that. We asked him what music and movie he listened to. He said he doesn't listen to music.
No, he really doesn't.
Exactly. So he's the guy that, I guess, in American basketball, especially that everybody's trying to promote the world, NFL, the NBA, they're just forgetting about American people. They want to put it to the world. And we need to remind them that that dream team in 92, it was all American. So Cooper Flagg is going to be that guy that's going to just bring basketball back to where it's at. Here, where it started, in Kansas, where Rock Chalk Fred has been to the motherland.
Look, good take. Michael in Dallas, what a call. I'll tell you what, we are up against it and then some. Michael, great stuff from you. All the fatties, you guys came through in spades tonight. All right, let's do a little jaking off. I don't know if we're going to have enough time. We might jake off at 11 o'clock. Either way, we got to go. Well, we're not leaving the show. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. Lots more to get to. This is Fan After Dark.
And it's back to the Fan After Dark right here on 105.3 The Fan. This segment's brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine, the number one Chevy dealership in the world. 3 years straight, they've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 through 2025.
All right. It's a short segment. Blink and you miss it. Blink and you miss
it. We literally have a minute and a half.
Yeah, we got about two. Meanwhile, well.
Go ahead, give a score update.
It was up on the screen, but now it's gone. Either way, the Spurs are beating 102-6. They're up by 40. Wow. 37 with 10 minutes and 30 seconds left to go. So Minnesota got there. They stole game one. Yeah, I mean, the G League guys are pretty much playing in game two. You're pretty much, I mean, I don't know that, has AE even played in the second half?
The Knicks already beat the Sixers today as well, so they're up 2-0 in their series. Has AE played in the second half? I'll give you an answer here in just a second.
What's going on? So apparently the Twitch is causing problems.
I fixed it. I saw what the issue was.
Oh, look at this guy.
Anthony Edwards has played 4 minutes in this quarter.
Yeah, he's not trying. He's not trying. Here we go from the 817. Keep it going. Been listening since the start of The Fan, and this has become my favorite night show.
I lied. He's played 7 minutes. He has 4 points.
Love it. Don't forget that, okay, should we start getting worried about this hantavirus?
Starting to think it. The tweets I'm seeing, people are landing back in the U.S. with the hantavirus being quarantined.
Man, if you got off that ship, you better stay put.
Why did they let him off the ship? I do not get it. Literally, you could quarantine them on the ship.
To keep them on. I mean, I don't know.
But you could. They were literally quarantined. They were on a ship. You bring them food and water, and you like send it on a little drone or whatever, and we go on about our day. And they live there. That's their new home.
It's a little nerve-wracking. A little nerve-wracking. Because this sounds, because the hantavirus is a lot more serious than COVID.
That's only like a 50% fatality rate.
Like, you're done.
Yeah.
No, it's like scurvy.
Yeah, you get
well,
that.
Well, you're not done. It's just a coin flip.
We don't have a cure for it.
No, we don't.
I was talking about that last night. COVID, yes, scary. I'm not trying to get political on anybody saying the political text. But with COVID, it was like older people and people with respiratory problems that were passing away, correct?
Yes.
What if we had like a black plague part two? Where like if you caught it, you're done. And we got to wear like those black masks, like those crow masks. Can you imagine that? Mm. Like an actual thing. Like if you catch this, you're done. Not if you're old and have bad issues. Like if you get this virus, you're pretty much cooked. People wouldn't leave their house.
No.
I wouldn't even go see family members.
I mean, you couldn't.
You don't know who's got it. And it's one of those things like you don't know. It's not like you start throwing up immediately. It just like comes up any one day.
And it can sit dormant for 6 to 8 weeks.
Oh, I'm good. You're going to work. You're talking to people. You're
Let me wipe this microphone off.
Kissing people. If there was anybody to get it, I think it'd be Gavin Dawson. Gavin, I feel like Gavin would get it.
That's terrible.
Well, Gavin had that one back thing. He almost gave me, what was it, herpes or whatever was on his back. What was on his back that day? He knows what I'm talking about.
I mean, I think it was just a cyst.
It was bad. I was scared. And I sit there with a sleeveless shirt, and everyone's like, oh, Blake, you just sat where Gavin. I love Gavin.
Oh, that's right. He had to leave that day.
Dude, it was like he had like ooze leaking from his back, and he had to leave and go to the hospital, and I had to fill in for G-Bag.
Yeah, I remember that. I think it was just a cyst, though.
I don't think it was just a cyst.
No, it was. It was a cyst.
It was like a disease.
I don't think it was a disease. Oh, I think it was like a bacteria infection.
Yeah. They're like, Blake, you just sat right where it was. It was oozing everywhere.
Well, yeah, because didn't they, I want to say they, Lysol'd the studio after.
We should have quarantined the studio. We should have. Remember the one show we had to do in the auxiliary room?
Yes, but that was because. But that had something to do more with the.
Remember the speakers were playing over us.
That was the day when G-Bag was on remote and they had to do their show by being on the phones.
Yeah, that was a rough show.
That was a rough day of shows.
Yeah. Okay, all right, we're going to Jake off when we come back. Final hour of the show, don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team.
but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.